Next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is not a drill. Be prepared for anything.
I'm always nervous when they say hurricane.
We didn't anticipate so much activity.
Stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
This is not a drill. Be prepared for anything.
Fleeing Ian, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster. That warning from Hillsborough County, Florida, Emergency Management Director Tim Dudley, as Floridians begin prepping and evacuating in advance of Hurricane Ian. In Tampa Bay, County Administrator Bonnie Wise says a massive evacuation is underway.
We expect to have to evacuate over 300,000 people, and it will take some time, which is why we are starting today.
This Jacksonville resident says, comes with the territory.
I'm always nervous when they say hurricane, but listen, I live in Florida.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says those in Ian's path need to think fast.
Please, what we want you to do is focus. Be prepared. What does that mean? That means have basic essentials, whether it's your medications, water, food, batteries, flashlights, a plan in place for your pets, cash on hand.
Currently, Ian has maximum sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, but could strengthen into as much as a Category 4 hurricane by the time it strikes Florida. They're still trying to restore power to hundreds of thousands of Canadians after the remnants of Hurricane Fiona raked the Canadian Maritimes. This resident says Fiona's ferocity took them by surprise.
We didn't anticipate so much activity from the sea for us, where we're living.
Areas in and around Nova Scotia slammed by heavy rainfall and hurricane-force winds, which toppled trees and littered neighborhoods with debris. Now to Ukraine, which says Russia may escalate its invasion soon. That warning comes as people living in several occupied regions of Ukraine are voting on controversial referendums on whether to officially become part of Russia in what U.S. and Ukrainian officials are calling a sham vote. But Russian President Vladimir Putin warned it'll give him justification for using nuclear weapons if those territories are attacked.
We have been very clear with the Russians publicly as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on CBS's 60 Minutes, he says the U.S. will never recognize occupied territories there as Russian territory. CBS's Deborah Pata spoke to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in his bunker.
Russia is getting more desperate.
We forget what does it mean to be afraid of Russia, and we don't afraid them. I'm afraid each day about how long people have to wait when we'll come back to our country, to our land.
The U.S. is sending almost $500 million to help support Ukrainian law enforcement and criminal justice agencies. That includes its national police and border guard to strengthen them against Russia's invading troops, as well as funding toward investigating Russian atrocities. Edward Snowden has a new friend in Vladimir Putin, who today granted him full Russian citizenship.
He's a former U.S. security contractor who's been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution by the U.S. He was charged with leaking classified documents detailing U.S. government surveillance programs. U.S. authorities have for years sought to have him returned to this country to face espionage charges.
CBS's Cammie McCormick. Police in Paris and London fought with protesters over the weekend trying to reach Iran's embassies. NBC's Ali Arousi has more behind the reason why, stemming from chaos happening in Iran.
Almost 100 cities have been engulfed with demonstrators. Many of them women were clashing with violent security forces. According to state media, 41 Iranians have been killed since the protests began.
The protesters are outraged over the death of a woman in the custody of Iran's so-called morality police, leading to deadly demonstrations in the Islamic Republic itself. Iran is accusing the U.S. now of using the unrest to try to destabilize the nation. New government in place in Italy.
Her name is Giorgia Meloni, and to the Brothers of Italy party, she's here to put traditional Italians first.
Too many immigrants.
Protect the traditional family, a family composed by a mom, a dad, and sons, for example.
Italy's conservative superstar fiercely opposes adoptions and surrogacy for same-sex couples.
CBS's Chris Lufsay reporting from Rome. Now to COVID. It seems clear it's not going away, but there is a switch from focusing on daily cases to the long-term effects of those who've gotten it and recovered.
It's multi-organs that we need to look at, certainly neurologic, brain, and not just the brain, but all the nervous system.
Dr. Gerald Parker at Texas A&M, who says he's not surprised the brain is being impacted. One of the earliest symptoms of COVID, a loss of taste and smell. Southern Baptist pitching in to help the people of Puerto Rico.
The island is trying to recover from an unwelcome visit by Hurricane Fiona this month, and local SBC churches are putting together a relief effort. It's being supported by the North American Mission Board here in the U.S., which is sending food, water, and other basics. Spokesman Coy Webb tells Baptist Press, quote, hundreds of people have trained to respond to crises like Fiona in recent years, and now they're putting themselves into action.
Michael Harrington reporting.
Thank you for being a friend.
Hundreds of items that belong to legendary actress Betty White auctioned off over the weekend. Phil Hewlett has the details.
Officials at Julienne's in Beverly Hills say the collection brought in $4 million, more than 10 times the appraiser's estimate. The top-selling item was White's director's chair from the TV set of Golden Girls. That chair gaveled at $76,800. It appraised at a little more than $1,000 prior to bidding.
A Golden Girl in more ways than one. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, Governor Wolf back in court over proposed constitutional amendments. Quite a mess on a Pennsylvania highway. And New York's junior senator proposing billions in aid for Puerto Rico.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The call for it tonight, mostly cloudy. There'll be some breaks in the clouds, certainly. Be a couple of showers around. Watch for a couple of heavier lake effect rain showers east of Lake Erie in Ontario. Low temperatures, 40s and low 50s. For tomorrow and Wednesday, variably cloudy, brisk, and quite cool. We'll have a couple of scattered showers around, but watch for, again, some heavier lake effect rain showers pushing east and southeast of Lake Erie in Ontario. High temperatures, both days, ranging from the mid-50s to the middle 60s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Now checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf taking another shot at a lawsuit that argues Republican lawmakers improperly bundled together five proposed state constitutional amendments to get them approved by the Pennsylvania legislature. Wolf's new lawsuit filed in Commonwealth Court is similar to the litigation he previously tried to get the state Supreme Court to take up directly and comes less than 2 weeks after the justices said no, but that the governor was free to sue in the lower Commonwealth Court. Wolf's new filings argued the legislature violated the procedures for recording votes when amending the Constitution and that nothing less than an independent vote on each and every proposed change to the Constitution is required. As crime rises across the nation, York, PA, not immune. Over the weekend, the White Rose City marked its 19th homicide this year.
The person who was gunned down was not the intended target of the shooter. We understand that the actual target was about a half block away. The victim died about 30 minutes after the shooting.
WGAL's Ed Weinstock. Senator Bob Casey speaking in York today on what he calls gun safety legislation.
It's a reminder that we've got a long way to go, but we've demonstrated this year that we can beat the gun lobby and we can make progress.
The law signed by President Biden in June expands background checks, cracks down on gun traffickers, and ramps up investments in mental health and community violence intervention programs. Supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits are expanding for Pennsylvanians. Starting October 1st, the state is increasing the income threshold for applicants to 200% of the federal poverty income guidelines. Next month, more than 420,000 additional residents of the state will be eligible for SNAP. The average amount of money toward groceries per household amounts to about $63 a month. Two people are dead, including a Pennsylvania woman, after an unsanctioned car rally in New Jersey over the weekend. Nancy Roy tells ABC 6.
The noise started during the day, and then at night, they were like doing wheelies in the intersection.
Police in Wildwood say 18-year-old Carlisle native Lindsay Weakland was killed when she was hit by a driver in that race. The driver from Pittsburgh, 37-year-old Gerald White, was arrested. Sharifa Jackson with Action News 6.
The suspect, Gerald White, he is in custody, faces a number of charges, including death by auto and assault by auto, just to name a few. Investigators say more charges could potentially be filed.
Wildwood's mayor confirming reports of several other serious crashes tied to that illegal rally, which is known as H20I. Don't cry over spilled coffee creamer. The Center Daily Times reports a mile-long stretch of Route 322 was closed in both directions around Phillipsburg for about 2 hours after a tractor trailer spilled an estimated several dozen gallons of heavy coffee creamer on the road Monday morning. Motorists forced to detour through Phillipsburg as Route 322 was closed down for cleanup. Now to New York, lawmakers considering new legislation that would guarantee legal help for low-income undocumented immigrants. That story from Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
The access to representation
Representation Act would make New York the first state to establish a right to counsel for those enmeshed in immigration proceedings. Advocates are pushing the bill that would apply to those who are in immigration detention, have court cases in the state, or face deportation, an immigration-related arrest, or even detention. If passed, the bill would cost $300 million and would require a dedicated fund. But critics say it's bad timing, with runaway inflation and the state already in the red with the federal government for $8 billion in pandemic-related loans. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is expected to release its preliminary report on a weekend plane crash in western New York in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The NTSB says the small aircraft went down in a wooded area Saturday near the Clarence Aerodrome Airport. The pilot, 70-year-old Lee Hardy, is at Erie County Medical Center, last listed in stable condition. The cause of that crash remains under investigation. New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand calling for billions of dollars in federal relief for Puerto Rico.
The senator wants Congress to authorize $1 billion in nutritional aid for Puerto Rico and has introduced a bill to expand SNAP benefits for the island.
We need help for the people of Puerto Rico, not only to survive and recover, but we need them to give them help to rebuild.
She's also requesting the federal government put an additional $2.9 billion into FEMA's disaster relief efforts. Meantime, Congressmembers Nydia Velazquez and Gregory Meeks want additional foreign affairs money for other islands recovering from Hurricane Fiona, like the Dominican Republic. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is among the newest members of the National Women's Hall of Fame.
I am so humbled to join the ranks of such extraordinary women. Giants like Harriet Tubman, Aretha Franklin, Amelia Earhart.
Soccer star Mia Hamm, also one of the inductees included in the weekend ceremony. And the stormy weather in parts of western New York today matching the mood of bummed-out Bills fans after yesterday's 22-19 loss to the Dolphins in Miami, where intense heat and humidity did no favors to a Bills roster already depleted by injuries. Bills linebacker Von Miller says they fought hard despite all those handicaps.
I'm not making any excuses. Like, they came out and they won the game, but you know, being on this side of it and just witnessing, you know, my guys and my coaches and to see the way we handled adversity, I'm extremely proud of our guys.
Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, the Eagles came out winners. The Jets did not. The Giants will try tonight as they host Dallas in Monday Night Football. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Markets continuing their slide today. The biggest news involving currencies is the British pound dropped to an all-time low against the dollar, spooking traders as they headed into the session. Reports on housing show an increase in the rate of homebuyers backing out of contracts, signaling a potential weakening in real estate. Oil moved $2 lower today, closing at $76 a barrel. Bitcoin was up 1%. The Dow set a 52-week low today, down 329 points. The S&P 500 lost 38, and the NASDAQ fell by 65. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
On average, you can expect an annual return of about 10% in the stock market. The problem is, there's rarely such a thing as an average year. I'm Rob West with the MoneyWise Minute. Over the long haul, people who invest in the market with a steady plan tend to do quite well. But sometimes they might earn 25% in a year and lose 15% in the next year. That's just the way it goes, up and down. The good news is that the up periods tend to last longer, typically much longer than the down periods. And that's why, over time, the overall market trend is upward. Stock market investing is a terrific way to grow your money to meet future needs. But you must persevere and be patient. That's the path to reaping long-term benefits. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report.
Who is that?
That is the world's oldest living freshman.
I think he was just having fun.
Oh, really? I can't wait to get him in my class.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Of course, the big weather story emerging nationally will be the future track of Hurricane Ian and its potential ramifications in Florida and elsewhere. But in the meantime, in the short term, no tropical weather due in our region. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Be a couple of showers around. Watch for a couple of heavier lake effect rain showers to the east of Lake Erie and Ontario. Low temperatures 40s and low 50s. For tomorrow and Wednesday, variably cloudy, brisk, and quite cool. We'll have a couple of scattered showers around, but watch for, again, some heavier lake effect rain showers pushing east and southeast of Lake Erie and Ontario. High temperatures both days ranging from the mid-50s to the middle 60s.
All right, thank you, Kevin Williams. And finally at 5, for many, fall means college football. Young men vying for gridiron glory. And, well, this year, one not-so-young man, meet 49-year-old freshman football player Ray Ruschel.
They've all been very receptive of me coming in and playing, because at first they were like, they thought I was another football coach on our first day at camp. Then that's whenever I got in line to get pads. That's where they're like, wait a minute, you're playing?
Age isn't the only thing that sets the new North Dakota College of Science Wildcats nose guard apart from his teammates. He's also an active duty 17-year veteran of the Army National Guard. Ruschel tells KVLY that that experience has helped him relate to teammates less than half his age and create a rare case where a freshman has a lot to teach a senior.
Try to instill, like, being punctual, being awake, just do my hardest, working to strive to do my best every day at practice and also during the games.
The team's head coach, who's 1 year younger than his savvy freshman, loves the example he's setting.
He's always in a good mood, ready to work and do what he can for his teammates.
The team has started the season undefeated, too, but Ruschel says that's merely icing on the cake.
I want to live life. If I had the chance and I didn't take it, I would regret it. And I'm having a blast out here playing with these young kids and actually being able to keep up, surprising myself a lot.
Nah. That's the world we live in for Monday, September 26, 2022. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.